Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start off with a big thank you to everyone who helped celebrate at our annual Cass County 4-H County Convention this past Sunday. We had a great turnout from 4-H Club leaders, members, and families across the county and gave away some awards to very deserving 4-Hers, volunteers, and supporters around the county. So thank you again to all those folks who came out and helped us celebrate. Also want to invite you to join us after school today for the second in our series of after school science at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. From 2:15 to 4:30 this afternoon, we will be at the Y doing food chemistry as part of our STEM after school events. Come play with your food and get hands-on with the science of what we eat as we explore what food is made of and how the chemistry of our food changes. From finding proteins in food to extracting DNA from a strawberry, come have fun while learning all about the food you eat every day. The after-school STEM series is for children in grades 3 through 6. Any age may attend, but all YMCA age requirements must be followed, and children second grade or younger need to be with someone age 14 or older at all times. You can register for that program by calling the Y or stopping in to fill that form out. There is no fee to attend, and we hope to have another great crowd at our after-school science of food program this afternoon at the Y after school. Also, as we close down our vegetable gardens for the fall, gardeners can still enjoy the vegetables they have grown, and many Iowa-grown vegetables keep for months in cold storage when provided with the right conditions. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists share information on vegetable storage in this week's Yard and Garden column. If you have acorn squash and they are starting to turn yellow, you may have a problem with improper storage. Acorn-type squashes should be stored at temperatures from 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Some will turn yellow when stored above 55 degrees. High storage temperatures may also cause the flesh to become stringy and less palatable. If your potatoes are beginning to sprout, similarly, you may want to look at your storage conditions. Potatoes should be stored at temperature of 40 degrees and a relative humidity of 90 to 95%. Potato tubers will often begin to sprout if temperatures are above 50 degrees. Also, you want to make sure not to store your potatoes with apples or other fruits that produce ethylene gas, as this promotes the sprouting of potatoes. If you have sweet potatoes in storage that have become dry and stringy, they may not have been cured properly. After harvest, your sweet potatoes should be cured for 7 to 10 days at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees and a relative humidity of 85 to 90%. Since it's difficult for many home gardeners to provide these exact conditions, one good option is to place sweet potatoes in perforated plastic bags and set them in a warm location in the home. If you do this, you may want to extend the curing time to 14 to 21 days. Curing promotes the healing of minor bruises and cuts, prolongs the storage life of sweet potatoes. Curing also improves the flavor of sweet potatoes as starches are converted to sugars during this process. Once you have completed the curing process, cool your sweet potatoes down and store them at a temperature of 55 to 60 and still that high relative humidity of 85 to 90%. Again, storage above 60 degrees will shrivel and dry those sweet potatoes and they will become stringy when you eat them. Sweet potatoes may also develop an off flavor and flesh may become discolored if they're stored below 55, so do watch the temperatures when you're storing many of these seasonal vegetables. Similarly, if you are trying to store onions, you need to pay particular attention to the variety or cultivar of the onions and the storage conditions, as the storage life of onions can be majorly impacted by the variety that you're trying to store. When properly stored, there are a few varieties that are excellent long-term keepers, such as Copra, First Edition, Stuttgarter, and Red Wing, that can be successfully stored for several months. Poor keepers, such as Walla Walla or Sweet Spanish, and several of the other sweet varieties, can only be stored for a few weeks before their flavor and texture begins to change. To properly store, onions should be placed in mesh bags, crates, or wire baskets and stored in a cool location, anywhere from 32 to 40 degrees. The location should also be dry and low humidity. If the storage temperatures are too warm, onions may sprout, and rotting may be a problem if the location is damp. You should inspect stored onions on a regular basis throughout the fall and winter and discard any that are starting to rot so they don't impact the varieties being stored around them. And of course, I want to remind folks, if you are looking for some seasonal produce and you don't happen to have any in your own personal storage, you may want to check out the Holiday Harvest Market that is happening this coming Monday, November 19th, from 3 to 7 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. You can come stop by our extension display and pick up some information on holiday healthy cooking. And of course, you can get your one-stop shopping done for all your seasonal produce, baked goods, specialty foods, and handcrafted items. So whether you're looking to round out your Thanksgiving table or get a head start on some of your holiday shopping, you can do that at the Harvest Market this coming Monday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. You can find more information on that event by going to the Atlantic Chamber website or following Produce in the Park on Facebook. And we do hope to see you there next Monday at the Holiday Harvest Market. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online at our website or Facebook page anytime, or stop by the Cass County Extension office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic.